Welcome to the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys. I'm super excited to talk about this because, as you know, I have a very large following of women, and it's because I tell men, I get men to take responsibility, but sometimes women ask some really great questions, and comes up a lot.
It's sometimes women ask great questions. Otherwise, they're just at home in their apron, barefoot.
I can see how pregnant. That sounds terrible.
Wow. I'm just kidding. He's a huge fan of both genders.
Right.
I just wanted to.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
Take advantage of that.
You can take advantage of me later. Yeah. Okay. All right. Husbands that withhold sex. This comes up a lot. Sometimes I get this question, like, why? What if the shoe's on the other foot? What if it's my husband withholding? Okay. So this doesn't have to be a long episode for you. This just has to hit home. Okay. First and foremost, if his hormones are off and out of whack, he needs to get them checked. That could be a big part of it. Testosterone is the driving force. And men in their 30s now are reporting, like early 30s, are reporting a loss of testosterone, a decline. And I personally don't believe that there's enough good quality professionals dealing with replacement therapy or understanding how to fix this, etc.
That's true.
And it's becoming a problem. Now, in the US, of course, there's a lot more. But we're getting some more in Canada, but it's a problem. But you still need to at least be aware. You know, you can definitely go get your levels checked, encourage him to get his levels checked. But I'm going to start to say we can look past that. Because if you know anything about what I do with men, I would say I don't care about that blip in time with menopause. I don't care about, you know, all the reasons that you would say that she's not wanting to have sex. I would say, what can I do different? And I want you to look at this the same way. If you're a woman who wants your husband to want more, start to look at some of the things that are going on, right? So let's use some basic stuff. Maybe he's working a lot, and so he's stressed, and he's coping with alcohol. Alcohol can lower testosterone. Alcohol can lower sex drive. You know, we just tend to think of it like, oh, let's go get loose and get laid. But no, that's not necessarily true, especially if he just wants to come home from work and he's decompressing, and then he's just like tuning out.
Well, we've been there.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, remember, guys, we went through a period of, I wasn't withholding sex. I just didn't want sex. He was not withholding sex, but he was coping with our situation with alcohol, which didn't help the situation. So oftentimes we'll talk about something, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind you that no matter what we talk about, there's no judgment. And oftentimes the things that we talk about, it comes from personal experience.
100%. And you know, you just mentioned something about, which I think is more important to this conversation, but it was that I didn't withhold. Well, there was a period of time though where my anger, my emotions, my insecurities, my anxiety, my fear actually of not being good enough as a man drove me down these other paths where we would be intimate. We would be in the bedroom. We'd be doing our thing. And I would literally stop, get up, pace around the room, screaming at her. Like,
and I laugh now, but it is not funny. If anyone's going through that, I'm so sorry. But
like, I was a bad man. And so that then went to
naked, pacing around the room. Ooh, that's naked, that's in the middle of sex.
Oh my gosh.
Screaming at your wife.
About sex, probably.
About sex, yeah. And about, like, yeah. Who knows even what, yeah. It's
there were times,
a little glimpse into our,
there you guys, were times when oh my gosh, you wanted me so bad, and I wanted the specific words. The only words were, tell me you need me. Right? I need you.
And so I'm like, I need you, baby. No, tell me.
No, yeah, what, like, she couldn't, because if you knew anything about me, I don't want to have to tell you. I want you to just know. So like, I'm telling her what to do. I'm giving her the keys to the kingdom, except for I'm keeping the door fucking locked.
Yeah.
Anyways, so then I would just not. And so the reason why I think this pertains to you, even if you're not going to that extreme, because most of you probably aren't going to those kinds of extremes, okay? But why it pertains to you is simple. if he really doesn't want you, whether he's choosing video games, hanging out with his buddies, working more, drinking, all of those things, or if he's choosing to not be with you, and he's just like, ah, oh, not today, I'm tired. The reasons that men would hear, okay, no, I've just got a headache. You know, we hear these. It's not as common, okay? But because typically male needs, he's going to still want to do his thing. So it's not as common. But I'll tell you this. He's probably feeling a lot of what happens to men. Like when Catherine said, I'm not attracted, I'm not in love, and I'm settling. Right? He's not happy. He doesn't want to be intimate. You need to be probably joining Catherine's program and learning how to
be
a woman with him.
The strongest,
yes,
most composed, having the most grace, the best mom, the best wife, someone that you can stand behind so that when your husband doesn't want sex, you can say, okay, maybe it's not my fault. Or you fix all these things and all of a sudden your husband wants you again.
Yeah, you think about it like the rejection letter. I always talk about it, right? You know, how welcoming are you when he comes through the door? No matter what he says, no matter you give him a kiss and he's just like, I don't want that, gross. He gives you, listen, men go through it all the time in my program too. It sucks, I understand. But what can you do differently? That's what I'd encourage you to start to look at here. How can you show up? And if you don't know, yes, get in touch with Catherine's program, because there are so many things that a man actually needs. And this is why this is really important. I thought it was sex. I thought that's how I would need love. All the men in my program, that's what they think. That's how they receive love. We need air, food, water, and sex. Listen, Catherine meets needs that I could never have understood. You know, aww. Oh, you do, baby. You're so good at it.
Thanks, baby.
You know, and it's things that I never would have thought of. You know, it's things like the way that I accept pride now. Like my parents never told me they were proud of me, never told me they loved me. So that was hard for me. But that's become something that matters. It lifts me every day and drives me to not only disrupt divorce, but now I'm leading men to become an impactful man in the world every day because I understand pride now and I understand how lifting that can be. And that makes me want you because she gives me that energy, that life force, which has nothing to do with my testosterone. It's just a different kind of life force. Okay. So I'd encourage you to take a deeper look at what you're doing. I think probably this is just a guess. So please reflect on this. But I think probably you have this assumption that he should just want you because he's a man. And that's not true all the time. If he doesn't like you, he's not happy. If he's insecure about himself, that has nothing to do with you even, right? There's so many other different levels that this could be. And if you could be the loving, empathetic, nurturing wife, but powerful, not like happy husband, happy life, powerful, strong, confident.
And when he says happy husband, happy life, it means doing everything to appease him, fawning, doing anything to keep the peace. That's happy husband, happy wife. Happy husband, happy wife is perfect. Yeah. Happy husband, happy life is the same as happy wife, happy life. Doing everything to appease your partner and losing your voice, and then you're not a partnership anymore.
Yeah, because then it's like you're putting him on this pedestal. It's the flip of my guy that I
work right. With. So we don't want you to do happy husband, happy life. But if you reflect on who you are as a woman, and he gave you some things, how are you greeting him? Are you? And he didn't necessarily say this, but you know, your gratitude and your compassion towards your husband, are you relaxing into who you're supposed to be? Are you allowing your husband to lead? Some of these things, sometimes we don't even know. I did a piece of content one time that was disrespect versus lack of respect. And I got a lot of questions. Well, what's the difference between disrespecting and lack of respect? Well, there can be blatant disrespect, which most of the women that I work with, they can be disrespectful, but mostly they're trying not to. They're reflective. They're strong women. They don't want to be disrespectful, but they don't realize that when they don't respect their husband the way that their husband needs to be respected, admired, considered, brought in with decisions, not undermined, edified, made to feel like a man, made to feel sexy. And you did think, you thought he was sexy at one point, ladies. You probably made children.
Well,
you know,
these women do. These women want to have sex.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So
But if you're undermining all of that because now you're hurt and you're not being your self that you should be, which is the woman that I just described, who's making her husband feel like he's on top of the world. Now, I don't ever want you to put your husband on a pedestal, just like he talked about. We don't put each other on pedestals anymore. We want to be equal, holding hands and running life together. He should be a little bit ahead because he should be leading the family.
I got you.
He's bigger, he's stronger. Smarter, funnier?
You're smarter than me, for sure.
We compete with the smart and funny thing, but he's definitely bigger and stronger. So women, if your husband is withholding sex, you do need to look within. Can I ask you a question before we end, though?
Yeah.
Okay. So what about for the women? Mm-hmm. I don't see this very often, but what about for the women that I know I can vouch for them? I can say, you are amazing. You are in your feminine. You are respecting your husband. You are edifying your husband. You're a good mom. You're doing all the things that I would recommend that you do. And it's just not happening. He would either rather masturbate, watch porn. She's finding lube. He's not even respectful enough to put the lube away, things like that. Mm. What would you say is the, and I mean, I have my own answer to this, but what is your answer for those women? Because there's women out there who you think you're doing all the things, or maybe you are doing all the things and there should be something happening and there isn't. What do you say about those husbands?
Okay. So the first thing I'd have to say is this. I'm going to go with two scenarios. One, you know, hands down, because you've got someone like Casper checking to make sure that you're in your power. You are looking in the mirror in the right way. Because we always say you don't have all the solutions. If you're not there, you don't have all this. You haven't tried everything. Okay. And that's just from, we tried a lot. Okay. And so that's the first step. Let's assume though that this woman is in her power. Okay. She knows exactly what she's doing, just like what you said. In that case, then you have to keep following through. You have to be consistent. But I would call that a growth problem. You know, in my program, I teach the men, you know, if you're 10, you had her on this pedestal when you joined the program. And now you're looking up at her. So she's the 10 and you're the 3. Okay. You rise up and you actually acquire the skills that probably neither of you had. Okay. Neither of you. It's not just his problem. It's just that we take responsibility and then we lead you. Well, now you're looking down on her. Right.
So in this instance, it's her looking down on him.
Correct. You rise up and he just might not check the boxes. You know, unfortunately, if it's something like the porn, he could be so far down the rabbit hole now that the addiction is there. That's a different kind of support. That's something where you need a strong leader to help you lead him because he's addicted now, right? So that's actually a whole.
So the moral of that story is you have grown, you have done everything you can. Don't put it on you if it's something like porn and masturbation. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes if he is withholding sex from you or he's not having sex with you, it's a really sad reality. But far too many men are down that rabbit hole that just talked about. So
yeah.
I think we could probably close on that. I loved that you said that. And the sad thing is when you get to that reality where you are looking down on him, he is not grown to meet you. We do need to address the addiction. We do need to make sure that he wants and needs help and is willing to get help. But if he's not, then he's not checking the boxes. And what does that mean for you? So we don't support divorce in most instances, but there are some instances where it you have every right. And sometimes you even have the responsibility to give yourself that clearance and that freedom to be able to leave the marriage. It's just not what we fight for.
But, 100%. I do. I have one quick thing to say. I love that. It was a good finish, except for one more thing. Just always remember who am I? Look at you when you're handling the rejection, like and from everything, from the conversations to the flirts, you know, what your flirts should be. Are they like non-sexual and sexual, right? Do all the things. Don't just go for the sex. I'm sure you probably think you are, but you know, just make sure. And then no matter what, you just don't let the insecurity, the pain control how you react.
And prevent your growth.
That's right. Because then he just doesn't care. You're giving the exact reason why he wants to reject. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Please, just before you go, leave a review, share it with the world. Appreciate you guys. See ya.